You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two people were found dead in Monroe County on Sunday after an apparent gas leak. It happened on Hobby Road in the township of Oakdale. The person who called Monroe County 911 said they went into the home because they had not heard from the occupants. They found a juvenile girl who was unresponsive and noted a strong odor of gas. The young girl was removed from the home and life-saving measures were attempted, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. When first responders arrived, they turned off the gas to make it safe to enter. Inside, they found a deceased adult male as well as a dog and cat. The incident remains under investigation, but officials believe no foul play was involved. The repairs to the broken water main in Wisconsin Rapids were completed around 1 p.m. on Monday. The break happened on 21st Avenue South and Alton Street. If you're still experiencing discolored water, you can run water from the cold water tap in the lowest level of your house until it runs clear. If you have further issues, contact Waterworks and Lighting. With temperatures tapping the 40s, remember that no ice is safe ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
The Nakusa High School will present Emma, a pop musical, next week. Shows are March 7th and 8th. The performances will be at the Nakusa High School at 7 p.m. and a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students. With the warmer weather, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says we need to be ready for some possible flooding.
The frost depth matters when it comes to snowmelt and rain arriving. And this season, it's considered normal to above normal. This is from the frequent cold snaps that we've had throughout the winter. And frost depths currently range from 15 inches to as deep as 38 inches, which is much more than we observed this time last year. The deeper frost depth, the more runoff and flooding possible, because the frozen ground will not allow water to readily pass through the surface and be absorbed. And this is one of the primary factors why floods happen during this time of year.
In Portage County, the Fat Tire bike trails at Standing Rock Park are now closed due to the warm weather. You can check for trail updates on the county website or the Portage County Parks Facebook page. There's a new event happening tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. The first community exchange will bring the community together to share ideas, make new connections, and help support one another. Hosted by Avenue Title and Blinker Construction, it will be on Wednesday, February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. The evening will begin with design tips and tricks, followed by a social hour with refreshments provided. That's Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at 830 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Tonight is your opportunity to share ideas on the plan for the Northern Steel Casting Site in Wisconsin Rapids. The community input meeting will be at City Hall at 6 p.m. You'll learn about the next steps and have a chance to provide input on this brownfield redevelopment. This project is funded by an EPA Technical Assistance Grant. They're building on previous work done at the site on 330 9th Avenue South. The plan is to promote community revitalization and economic development. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Devontae Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime time to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America: Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a Lead Actor in a Limited Series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. Here's a Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch on the small screen. The Gorge, starring Miles Teller and Anna Joy Taylor, is a thriller about two snipers standing watch over a mysterious foggy patch of land between two watchtowers. The two find out they might just be guarding the gates of hell and are not supposed to ask questions or even communicate with each other. They do, and fall in love. The film isn't perfect and drags during the romance scenes, but the concept is fun. Is it a great film? No, but it is a great Netflix movie. If you think for one second that being the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver will help you get roles in Hollywood, you are mistaken, at least according to the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Patrick Schwarzenegger insists he did not get his role in season 3 of White Lotus because he's a Nepo baby, adding that people don't realize he took acting lessons for 10 years and put on plays in high school. Yeah, a lot of people do. Maybe Patrick Schwarzenegger is a great actor, but come on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high near 43. Chance of rain and snow tonight, a low around 30. Could see some patchy fog. For Wednesday, chance of snow or rain, a high near 40 degrees. Wednesday night, clouds and 29. Thursday, mostly cloudy and 38.
Right now, 35.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.